RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Thursday morning just got a little hotter here on 910 The Fan. We got a little breaking news for you.
Breaking news on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, powered by Odyssey, is brought to you by BetQL.
Jahan Dotson. He is the former number first-round pick of the Washington Commanders, has been traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's the trade per Adam Schefter. The Washington Commanders are sending Jahan Dotson and a fifth-round pick to the Eagles in exchange for a 2025, that's next year's draft, third-round pick and two seventh-round picks. They gave one of those away today for a kicker if he sticks on the roster. That's wild. This, to me, is a Dan Quinn set-the-tone trade. Because that return is not all that impressive. A fifth-round pick for a third-round pick. Obviously, you'd rather have the third than the fifth. But that's not a huge give for the Eagles. Broadly on Jahan Dotson, I did not see this coming. Because you heard the whispers out of camp. I know Brian Mitchell kind of addressed him more head-on on his program. And I had heard this stuff, and honestly, I didn't know what to make of it. That they did not love Jahan Dotson's attitude and approach. And what caught me off guard with that, I just didn't experience that in the first 2 years with Ron Rivera. And he had a great rookie year, battled through a hamstring injury, but I think his star was on the rise. Last year was a rough year for a lot of people. Jahan Dotson included. The Commanders' offense never really got going. He never really got going. I talked to him for a while on clean out day last year when everybody's packing up, going home for the summer. He was, I thought he was in a good place. He said, look, I know I wasn't good enough this year. The team wasn't good enough this year, but I definitely wasn't good enough this year. I'm going to go work hard this offseason. I'm going to go look at tape. I'm going to line up coaching. I'm going to come back ready. And I think I wrote that in the Washington Times a couple days later. That was back in January. At no point did I ever hear from anybody in the building over the last 2 years, boy, Jahan Dotson, that guy's a head case, or that guy doesn't have a great work ethic. And then you start to hear it at the start of this season in this training camp. And what was it I said earlier about Russell Wilson? If a coach pushes a button in training camp, it's for real. It's not a drill. It's not a fake out. It's not a public sending a message or, you know, it's not a, you know, like I'm trying to get somewhere. It's a thing. Coaches don't do that during training camp. They don't have time for that. They don't mess with that. The experienced players show up, take care of their business. When Dan Quinn twice complimented other receivers and told Jahan Dotson he needed more reps, that you knew that was something. That wasn't nothing. When he made Jahan Dotson play into the second half of both preseason games. What surprises me is, and it shouldn't surprise me, but Dan Quinn, Adam Peters, there is walking away from a first-round guy with obvious talent, Penn State kid. The talent is obvious. They are sending a message, though, to their roster today. We don't have a wide receiver, too. We don't care. This team's all about merit and earning it and work on the field. And I think that message will be heard loud and clear after this. So the breaking news, if you just joined us, the Washington Commanders have traded receiver Jahan Dotson to the Philadelphia Eagles. They're also sending a fifth-round pick. The Eagles will send back a third-round pick and two seventh-round selections, per Adam Schefter of ESPN. And so that's not a haul, right? You're not doing that because you really want that Eagles third-round pick. That's not why you're making this trade. You're making this trade to send a message to the roster. You got to earn your spot here. And I think I had taken it for granted coming in. I had taken it for granted coming into the season that Jahan Dotson was going to be wide receiver two by default, more so than anything else. And now you get to an in-division trade. They are totally comfortable sending him over to the division rival, the Philadelphia Eagles, which tells you what you need to know about what they thought about Jahan Dotson. A wild trade. Did not see that one coming at all. So a little breaking news this morning here on The Fan. We'll talk about it through the 12 o'clock hour. AWOD, of course, we'll have plenty on that noon to 3. 3 to 6 is Grant and Danny. You know they've got thoughts. All those people will be at River City Roll this weekend. As a side note, Saturday night, 3 to 7, live show 5 to 7. Here's what... Big Commander's Day. We told you on the top of the show. Met with our big boss, Bennett Zier, this morning. BZ's the guy. He makes things happen. He was telling us, we got everything ironed out here. You know, we're the affiliate for the Washington Commanders. We play their games. We love that. We love that relationship, that we're good. We got the green light for the 2024 season. Everything good to go there. Part of that deal is we get tickets to the Commanders games, which is cool, obviously, that we have tickets. Now, legally, there are things I can say and there are things I can't say because these are big contracts that lawyers work on, you know, in very expensive offices with very nice suits as I sit here in my hoodie doing radio. What you need to know is that Saturday night at River City Roll, 3 to 7, live show 5 to 7, we will have, we're going to have a ton of fun. Grant and Danny are going to be there. I'll be there. Fred Smoot will be there. We're going to have lots of fun stuff for the fans, including giveaways. So I can tell you that this Saturday night, River City Roll, get down there. We're going to have really fun giveaways. Legally, I can say that because we're going to. I can also tell you, and this is a separate thought, right? Period. Separate thought, that our Washington Commanders contract includes tickets to Washington Commanders games. So that's cool. Those are two separate thoughts. Legally, could I connect those two thoughts? Not on the air. Legally, could you connect those thoughts in your mind? I can't control what's in your mind. I can't tell you what to do. What I can tell you is I'd recommend being at River City Roll Saturday night with your friends Grant and Danny, AWOD. I'll be there. Gary Hess, Coach Chris, Zach Joachim, Fred Smoot. All our friends will be out there. It's going to be a really fun time. We got a lot to talk about at the Commanders Roundtable, not just the Jane Daniels hype, but now this morning's breaking news, Washington is sending Jahan Dotson and a fifth-round pick to the Eagles for a third-round pick and two seventh-round picks. We'll get AWOD's immediate reaction to this in a couple minutes when we fire up Crosstalk. This is a send-a-message trade. You don't do this for the third-round pick. You do this to set the tone. And we'll talk about what it means for the roster. We'll talk about what it means for the wide receivers on the team. I think you certainly look right now and you say Olamide Zaccheaus is in the driver's seat to be a part of this team. I think he moves into the off-the-roster bubble category. Diami Brown might be your opening day starter at wide receiver opposite Terry McLaurin, the way this is shaking out. You've got Diami Brown benefits from this. He's been working hard. The staff likes him a lot. Olamide Zaccheaus. And then, of course, Luke McCaffrey is working his way up the depth chart. He's going to be a pass-catching threat long-term, not to mention the tight ends. I do think opening day, running out of the tunnel, first snap, a starting lineup is going to be two tight ends. I think it's going to be John Bates and Zach Ertz. I think you do that for the kid. You do that for Jaden Daniels to give him as much protection as possible, especially if you're starting a rookie offensive lineman who hasn't played in a preseason game with his starting quarterback yet. So lots of implications. What you need to know for right now, a little breaking news while we were on the air, Jahan Dotson out in Washington. Jamin Davis looks like he'll be in, so this thought of a full first-round pick purge didn't come true. Emmanuel Forbes, I think, will be on the opening day roster. I still don't think they know what to do with him. I think they got to figure that out. But the first-round picks of the Ron Rivera era, did not contribute much to this football team last year, and now one of them gets traded away in a fifth for a third swap. That's wild. And it speaks to why they were as bad as they were last year. We'll get AWOD's thoughts on this. We'll crosstalk. We'll take you up to AWOD Radio. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. MP on the mic. What is up, Richmond? Thursday morning, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We're worldwide on the free Odyssey app, in case you were not aware of that. Here's what happened. I just sprinted back up here. It was in a meeting downstairs with our brain trust. First off, AWOD's Football Festival, Saturday night, River City Roll, 3 to 7. You know it. You love it. We'll tell you about it as the show goes on. We just finished our deal, the station's deal, to be the home of the Commanders. So we're the home of the Commanders. So that's cool. As part of the deal, we have tickets to Commanders games. All right, so this is what we had to work out. There are things I legally can say and can't say, okay? We have tickets to Commanders games. That's cool. Like, we have them. That's awesome. Adam is doing his football festival Saturday night at River City Roll. We'll have lots of fun. We'll have giveaways. We'll have, you know, things of that nature. There are things I can't say on the air. The two things I can say are, we have Commanders tickets, period, end of sentence. New sentence, AWOD's Football Fest is Saturday night. There will be fun prizes, giveaways, and more. I wish I could say more. I wish I could help you get there. I wish I could. I can't take you any further. That's as far as I can take you. I'm sorry, but I hope you'll come. It'll be a good time. Saturday night, River City Roll, 3 to 7 p.m. All this football talk, I want to start with baseball. Baseball was great last night. Look, I hate how fun the Yankees are. Some of you love how fun the Yankees are. I can't stand how much I like Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. They're good baseball players. They're fun. It's, you know, even when the team's melting down over the closer, they're playing fun baseball. I'm an Orioles guy. Going to keep being an Orioles guy. We'll get to them in a minute. I may run my mouth too much yesterday on that front. But Yankees last night, taking care of business. Here he is, Aaron Judge. He's good at baseball.
Pitch is hit in the air, right field. Noel turning, watching. This one is gone.
Boom.
Onto the porch in right field. Second home run of the night for Aaron Judge.
38th game where Aaron Judge has hit multiple home runs in the game. If that sounds like a lot, it is a lot. It's the most in the league since he entered the league. He needs five more of these to catch Lou Gehrig, who is apparently a baseball player of some note. We can Wikipedia that later, figure it out. He is eight away from catching Mickey Mantle. The name rings a bell. I think he was good at baseball as well at one point. And then he is, if he can stick with the Yankees, I think he'll be around for a while. Babe Ruth, and all the Babe Ruth stats are insane. This one's insane too, right? Like, Mickey Mantle, 46 times in his career, had more than one home run in a game. That's very good. Babe Ruth, 68 times in his career, had more than one home run in a baseball game. That's what Aaron Judge is chasing. It's not unreasonable to say these sentences, though, right now. He is truly chasing the Yankees' greats. He's on the trajectory. You never know, right? I say this all the time when we do the Patrick Mahomes discussion. Is he the GOAT? Too early. Too early. He's on pace. It's like at the Olympics. They got the little line. It's the world record line. It always looks like they're going to get it, and then at the end they don't get it. It's hard. It's hard to keep the pace for a long time. It's what makes LeBron James's career so special. He's turning 40, he's still doing it. Tom Brady, turning 40, was still doing it. Will Patrick Mahomes still be doing it when he's that old? Will Aaron Judge be able to keep the pace? Nobody knows. That's why we watch sports. But he's on the pace early. 38 multi-home run games for Aaron Judge in New York. All right, fine. We got to do it. Good night for the New York teams. The Mets played the Orioles. The Orioles embarrassed the Mets last night. It's baseball. They just keep playing these games. Unfortunately, there's another one. The Mets reset last night.
Swing on a high fly ball. Well hit left center. Moments going back at the track, at the wall. It's gone. Put it in the box. The Mets win it again against Dominguez. And only now does Winker, after firing down his helmet and batting gloves, step on first base and start his triumphant tour around the bases. A game-winning home run. The Mets have won the ball game 4-3. His helmet long since removed. His hair flapping in the breeze. He's walking to home plate, one after another, slapping palms with his teammates before he finally pounces on the plate as the Mets nail Dominguez again and beat the Orioles 4-3. How do you like that?
Was that a baseball call or a romance novel audiobook? Jeez! His hair flapping in the breeze, one button undone, as he triumphantly celebrated his achievement. Get out of town with that. Mets win 4-3 over the Orioles. Everybody moving towards big games, big shakeups this time of year. Nowhere more fun last night, though, than Braves-Phillies. I got prematurely excited yesterday, right? Braves won, cut the deficit to 5, and you're looking at it and you're saying, man, if they could steal another one, this is going to get fun really quickly. They could make some moves. And the Braves came out swinging, and the Braves took an early lead. And then this moment that may go down as a moment of regret for a career 200 hitter.
This is what happened after he hit the home run. He's looking, he's got it. Yep. And then he looks for Harper.
Oh, very interesting.
Got to do it in the postseason.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the biggest home run. He looked at him again.
Yeah. Either that or he's looking at Nola. I don't know. I'm assuming he's looking at Harper at that point. You're right.
So Bryce Harper hits a home run against the Braves last year in a big moment, stares down Orlando Arcia as he's rounding the bases. Orlando Arcia last night hits it. It's a home run to give the Braves an early lead. Stares down Bryce Harper as he's rounding the base paths. And the Phillies didn't take well to that. If you're going to stare down a guy, make sure you win the game. They didn't win the game. Here's the Phillies winning the game.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a high fly ball, left center field. On the run in the alley is Harris at the track. Kelnick is there. Kelnick makes the catch. But here comes Wilson. He'll score. And it's a sacrifice fly for an RBI from Brandon Marsh. And the Phillies take a 3-2 lead.
Man, you stare down Bryce Harper, one of the best players in baseball, and you don't win the game. And then it's back to 7 now. And you're probably the wild card team if you're the Atlanta Braves. And look, I'm not saying it's his fault entirely. It's baseball. There's a lot of moving parts, but it's going to be portrayed as Orlando Arcia's fault. And I get why. Making a show of things with a lot of baseball left to play. Save your celebrating for when you know. You don't dance in the end zone in the first quarter. You save it for when you know, which did not happen here. Phillies back in command in the NL East with a little motivation behind them as well. Braves and Mets will keep chasing each other. Mets nipping at the Braves' heels now. We got some fun baseball coming up. Phillies-Braves again tonight. We'll be watching that one for the fireworks for sure. This has nothing to do with anything. It's just a walk-off grand slam by Nolan Arenado of the St. Louis Cardinals, and we play walk-off grand slams on this program when we talk about baseball.
Bottom of the 10th, Arenado, the pitch, swing, and a line drive down the left field line. Stay fair, and it's gone! A slammer for Nolan Arenado, a walk-off slammer! Right down the left field line, and the Cardinals win it in the 10th inning. What a moment here at Busch Stadium.
But how is his hair? Was it flapping in the breeze? What's our story here? I don't know. It's hard to know. Houston last night, Justin Verlander, local kid, coming back. Justin Verlander had been out since June 9th with stiffness in his neck. Now, I think the Astros are picking up the pace. They'll be in the playoffs. They got Justin Verlander coming back. Justin Verlander, minor league stints with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys and the Corpus Christi Hooks. Justin Verlander is an accomplished baseball player who has won a World Series and is married to Kate Upton. We don't need him in the Space Cowboys uniform. That's a slap in the face right there. He's back in the majors where he belongs. Nice outing last night. Here's Justin Verlander after that outing.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Adrenaline was pretty high the first inning or so, and felt like the ball was coming out good, so I was able to just relax a little bit and kind of not try to throw every fastball as hard as I could and locate a little bit better, and was able to do that.
All right, so I told you baseball's getting good this week. Astros at the O's tonight. That's going to be a great series between a pair of contending teams. Phillies, Braves again after the stare down incident. They'll get right back at it. Baseball, they just keep playing these games. Mets at the Padres tonight. Padres, of course, have been red hot. We got a lot of good baseball. 105 today. The Nats hosting the Rockies. Nats don't win every day, so we should play the clip when they do.
Swing a high drive, center field deep. Doyle going back toward right center. Way back it goes, and it's gone. Over the big wall in the Geico sign in right center, a three-run homer for Luis Garcia.
All right, big win for the Nats. Back at it today in D.C., 105. First pitch. Let's set the table for today's program. I want to talk Virginia Tech football. They had practice yesterday as they wrap up their summer camp. We'll talk NFL. Of course, Russell Wilson will play again in the third preseason game this weekend. Commanders on the field for practice this afternoon. Only two practices left in training camp for the Washington Commanders. So a lot of fun stuff to get to. Hazel and I yesterday went out to the new Vincent van Gogh exhibition. We will give you a boots-on-the-ground report. I know the junkies said bit season is winding down, but we're going to end it with a bang with Vincent van Gogh about 10:35-ish. We'll play the interview, and then we'll share our experience from out at the Vincent van Gogh exhibition. You can look forward to that. But we'll take on Tech football on the other side. We're off and running. It's the Wednesday program. It's MP on the mic. It's the Thursday program. I believe I've gotten the date wrong every single day this week. Look forward to tomorrow. Gary Hess will be here, so that will anchor me. Gary Hess is here on Fridays. That anchors me on Fridays. We got a fighting chance tomorrow. We don't have Lane Casadante today with great reason, moving his daughter into college. Congrats. I don't know, is that a congrats? It's certainly a cheer to the Casadante family. We'll get Lane next week, of course, when it is time for Final Score Friday on CBS 6. We're 1 week away. Football, it's breathing down our necks. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. I will talk about the Richmond Commanders, which they'll be on Saturday, AWOD's River City Roll Football Festival 2 franchise mode. The Commanders will have a presence. Fred Smoot will be there. We'll dive into all that. Kicker situation. I'm accused of talking too much about the kicker. The kicker's in the news this morning, so we're going to talk about the kicker. We'll do that in 11 minutes. But y'all know I enjoy talking Virginia Tech football, and technically, we're closer to Virginia Tech football than we are Washington Commanders football, because we are now 9 days away. That is single digits. 9 days away from Virginia Tech football right here on The Fan. I am pumped up. You should be pumped up. I tasked Hazel yesterday with making sure we have the very best sound effects for Virginia Tech football this season, because once they take care of business in Vandy, a game I am immensely afraid of for many, many reasons that we'll dive into in a minute. Once they take care of business, it's the revenge tour. Three teams that have beaten them in the last 2 years with a chance to go 4-0. They named their captains yesterday. Virginia Tech football. I come from pro football. I covered the NFL for goodness forever, 12 years, I guess. Sometimes I have to rewire myself in college football, because I saw the announcement yesterday. Virginia Tech names their captains for the team, right? And in the pros, you name three captains. One on offense, one on defense, one on special teams. But I always forget, like in college, there's kind of no rules. You just kind of do whatever you want and roll with it. Seven captains on this year's Virginia Tech Hokie football team. They will be well-captained when they take the field against Vanderbilt. But I looked, and that's not, like, that's maybe a touch more than normal. 5 to 6 seem to be the norm, but 7 wasn't like a crazy outlier. So that's just me rewiring myself. 7 captains, though. Lots of captains. Defensive lineman Cole Nelson, Sam Brumfield at linebacker, Dorian Strong in the secondary. We'll talk about them in a second. Daquan Felton at wide receiver. Of course, Kyron Drones is a captain, and Caden Moore on the offensive line, which we'll also get to in just a second. And then punter Peter Moore. So we have two Moores that are captains. We have more captains this year. 7 captains for your Virginia Tech Hokies, who wrapped up their practices. And I'm going to dive back into Hokie football later in the show, because Ralph Russo at the Associated Press, he is their college football guru, predicted the Hokies to make this year's college football playoff. So we'll dive into that, whether that's reasonable. I feel like in this season, in talking season, our battle every day is expectations versus reality. And I'll tell you that as a Virginia Tech fan, you should not expect this year's team to make the college football playoff. You should be delighted if it happens, but you should not expect this year's team to make the playoffs. That said, I do expect them to go 4-0, so I do think there's going to be a decent amount of national hype when and if they do, going into that Miami game. All right, Brent Pry, he's the coach of the Hokies. Defensive back Dorian Strong leads that group. He was asked about them and their progress yesterday after practice. Here is that answer from the head Hokie.
Dante's had a good camp. The most improved, maybe one of the most improved on the team, is Thomas Williams, a guy that because of an injury issue, you know, he missed all of last fall. And got some work in the spring, and to be honest, he hasn't played a lot of DB in his career. And he was getting beat quite often in the spring. I mean, and he would just bounce up, sprint it back, line up, play the next snap. He's one of our best workers. He's been very coachable. He doesn't say a word. He's more of out there to the field. That's kind of, at least at this point in his career, his skill set aligns there, and Dante's aligns more so in the boundary.
Yeah, that's not entirely how you want your coach to describe you, but it is a nice compliment. Remember the spring? That guy stunk. Couldn't put him out there without giving up a pass. And now he's working hard. You like the second part. The second part is good. Thomas Williams, converted running back, depth piece. You need depth pieces in college football. The games are long, a lot of snaps, a lot of wearing down, especially these hot ones early in the season, in that midday sun out there in Nashville to start. You need your depth pieces in college football. He also name-checked Dante Lovett there, who's right behind Dorian Strong and Mansoor Delane at cornerback for the Hokies They've got the depth. They've got the pieces. You know, I'm most excited about this new look defensive line, which they rebuilt. APR, Antoine Pelryland, of course, his success speaks for itself. But they've added two transfer players, Aeneas Peebles and Kelvin Gilliam Jr., who played his high school ball at Highland Springs 2 years at Oklahoma. So you know you're dealing with a pretty good athlete here. That group is going to be dealing with a pretty good athlete when they line up against Vanderbilt. We're not sure who it is. It'll be somebody. But as they prepare for the Commodores, Brent Pry noted, they'll need to be ready for a mobile quarterback.
You know, we're going to see an athletic quarterback or two in week one. And Davi's a guy that can give us a great look. He's a hustler. He's pretty quick. He's got good speed. You know, he competes. So we're fortunate, you know, he'll be giving us a great look over the next 10 days here, and all year long, to be honest.
I'm not going to get tired of running Brent Pry clips, so need the Hokies to keep winning so we can keep hearing that beautiful gravelly voice of Brent Pry. That's a man who's coached some football in his day right there. Your voice doesn't start like that. You sand it down around the edges through years of coaching two-a-days, yelling at players, yelling at everybody. Yeah, that's how you develop that Brent Pry voice right there, coaching up the Hokies. I love it. Mention Vanderbilt's quarterback situation. Diego Pavia is the presumed Vanderbilt quarterback. He is a high school wrestler who went to New Mexico State and developed into a pretty good quarterback there. They beat Auburn last year. Now, this is a fun fact. New Mexico State beat Auburn. Coach at Auburn right now is Hugh Freeze, who had previously coached at Liberty the year before when Liberty lost to New Mexico State and Diego Pavia. This year, Vanderbilt plays at Auburn. He's got a chance to do the hat trick against Hugh Freeze, which I think would be amusing. Nate Johnson is a transfer from Utah, Vanderbilt's other quarterback. They've got, right, the Hokies are favored by 14. They're the better team. They're bringing back more production. I reserve the right to be scared to death about this opener, and certainly will be until further notice. So let's play a happy clip. Here's Xavier Champlin. He's an offensive lineman on this year's team, right? Winning in the trenches, going to be huge for these Hokies. He goes against the defensive line every day, and here's what he's seen from them.
I feel like it makes us a lot better because, you know, usually at practice people don't be going as hard, but I feel like our D-line, they make us work every day. Like, you mess up one, even if you take the wrong step, like, tackle for loss, now coach chewing you out, and you sitting there like, dang.
It's they're making them work. We like that. Iron sharpens iron. As a former UVA coach once said regularly, they all become former UVA coaches eventually. Only George Welsh retires with esteem there. Xavier Champlin, look, it's going to be easy to look ahead. It's an important topic to take on. Here he is on the notion, right? Because we're going to talk about it. I'm not going to not talk about it so the players don't think about it. I'm going to talk about it. This is a Hokies team that could be 4-0 going down to Miami. It's very reasonable. It's on the board. Xavier Champlin, of course, knows as a player you absolutely cannot think that way. Here's what he had to say.
We're really not worried about expectations. One game at a time. Win one game at a time. We'll see how it goes for today. You never know what the future holds until you get there. So we just focus on right now.
Just focus on the here and now. Beat Vanderbilt. It's its own task. Then we'll get into the Hokies revenge tour. You'll hear it all season long on 910, The Fan. We got to step aside when we get back. The Commanders have a new kicker. We'll tell you how you should feel about it. VCU basketball, couple updates there. And everybody compliments everybody this time of year, so we're going to make you feel good about Jaden Daniels. All that's still to come. This is the Thursday edition of MP on the Mic. I did it again. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
It's MP on the Mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We talk sports. We talk a lot of other things, too.
We're going to be talking about these astronauts until they come home. They're stranded. I'll say it. This show's got the guts to say it. They're stranded. I don't care what NASA says. They're up there in outer space. They're not going back. But yesterday, we added a little something. This is 100% true, Hazel. It is bit season. I just need you to know this. I love art history and took multiple art history classes in college.
Ooh, okay.
Coming off the top rope here with art history. All right, so the Van Gogh exhibition, you heard John Zoller talking about it on the other side, is in short pomp. You've seen these. I think Emily in Paris was the show where this like got its start. Somebody smarter than me will have to weigh in. I'm not a Netflix historian. I just pay. By the way, I'm all the tangents today. They raised the Netflix price again. $16.99 a month.
Oh.
I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to keep paying them. But
not happy.
That doesn't mean I have to be happy about it. That's correct. So we went out to Short Pump. This opens today. It's the Van Gogh immersive exhibit. They immerse you in the Van Gogh paintings. So there were some elements of this I thought were very cool. There were some elements of this that let me down. And I think a lot of that was my expectations, too. So I don't want you to fall into that trap that I fell into. So I'll give my review of this, which is it's divided into three parts. And the first part is like a traditional museum. And to go very abstract here, and I told you this while we were in there, it's like you're at a museum. I've seen the original Starry Night, right? Like it's at MoMA in New York. You go to the VMFA. These are the original paintings from years and years and years ago. Here's a fun fact for you. Rich people who own paintings don't display the originals in their house. They have a duplicate commissioned.
What?
And they leave the original in a warehouse in Switzerland that is tax-free. So they don't have to pay taxes on it. This is 100% true. We're not in bid season.
I'm speechless.
I'm in my wheelhouse here. They have an identical replica commissioned, and they display that in their house and leave the original in a tax-free zone where it preserves the art in case they want to sell it later, so they never have to pay taxes on it. So they had replica Van Goghs, and it's not a question that you could just easily answer. It's like, how much does it matter to you that that's not the real one? And I think to me, just me speaking here, MP, not a lot. It's the same thing. It still has the impact for me, the visual impact. They had a lot of stuff to read. You know, lots to learn about Van Gogh and the ear and the, you know, he took it to a brothel after he cut it off and gave it to his favorite lady there. Like there's...
You can learn a lot.
Weird dude. A little bit of a weird dude. They have like an interactive like flower vase that became all his different flowers.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So traditional museum. Then you go into the immersive room, which I thought would be my favorite part and was my third favorite part of the three rooms. I thought the ceiling was going to immerse me too. That's what happened here. That's where this went wrong. It's the four walls. They project onto the four walls. You sit in the middle of it. They don't project on the ceiling. And that threw me, to be honest. Because you're in like, they got chairs, they got like the carpet squares like we had in preschool where you sit like on the carpet square.
The carpet circles, they're like fuzzy carpets.
Fuzzy carpet circle. I feel like they're begging you to lay down.
Big, but it's a warehouse ceiling.
It's a ceiling. And so that, I couldn't get over that. Look, Richmond doesn't get big city cool things. I'm just going to call it right now. This will do exceptionally well. It's $30. You go down there, you learn about Van Gogh, you sit in the room. People will go to this and enjoy it because people in Richmond love being validated as a big city. Like, we got this thing. Take that, Norfolk. You know, eat our dust. Roanoke doesn't have this. This is a Richmond thing. This is ours. So this is going to do enormously well. No going in, though, is not on the ceiling. It's just on the four wall. If you know that going in, I think you have a totally different experience. Third room was the virtual reality room. I've never put on the Apple goggles. I'm not Megan. I don't have like all the gizmos and things. So this is new to me. Like I've never done virtual reality. Remember the Nintendo virtual reality headset forever, like the Virtual Boy, I think it was called. It was just red and black. That was it. Those were the only two colors. That's the last time I've been in a virtual reality situation. So being a virtual reality newbie, I was like, this is pretty cool. You look all around. they put on the audio where you go through the paintings. I thought this is cool. This is a cool interpretation of it. Made me dizzy afterward.
So dizzy.
That could be me. I felt like I don't know if I should be driving home right now. Like, mm-hmm. I might need a minute here.
I definitely had to sit in my car for a second.
Yeah. Yeah. It was immersive.
Yeah. Van Gogh's world looks a lot different than ours. And you did, like, move through all the paintings, and the audio was full, like, surround.
Yeah.
It was cool.
There's a lot going on there. My quibble, I told you I was going to have my art history quibble.
Yep.
When we were immersed in Starry Night, very famous painting.
Yes.
Van Gogh, the stars are bright yellow, and the windows are yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Van Gogh, for Van Gogh, yellow was a big deal, and they show you in the exhibit, yellow's a big deal for him. He views that as being very spiritual and you know, the kind of the essence of life and light. In the Starry Night painting, the church's windows are all black. They're not yellow, which is, of course, a commentary by the artist.
Uh-huh.
In the immersive Van Gogh, the lights were on. In the church.
Oh.
Oh. Right?
Decisions have been made here.
I think it was more of like, just color all the windows as we're like, making this, as opposed to like a commentary. I don't think they're making a commentary on organized religion. Van Gogh is definitely making a commentary on organized religion. Mm-hmm. That is for sure. I know that.
Wow.
Yeah. Little something. Sometimes you learn things. And sometimes we talk about chefs at gas stations in Charlottesville. This show is truly the box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. It's out in Short Pump, VanGoghExpo.com. They're there through, he said they were there through October unless lots of people come and then they'll stay open. That makes sense. That's how businesses generally work. This show stays on until people quit listening to it. I am familiar with how commerce works in America. But you're listening. We appreciate you. We hope you come out to River City Roll Saturday night. We're going to be out there 3 to 7. It's going to be a heck of a fun time. Hour number 2 on tap. We'll talk Sauce Gardner, NFL, go around the league. We're right back. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.